Throwback Thursday continues. Another one of our old outros before I had one specifically made for the show. Still on the soundboard. So we, of course, are going to get to Journey to Esports in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about some of the things that we have made improvements to the show-wise. First of all, you might have noticed that we are now streaming live on Facebook. I have figured that out. I've subscribed to a new service from specifically the software that we used to stream from, and we're now streaming on Facebook as well, in addition to the regular YouTube and Twitch. So, and I have a feeling, because I've gotten more engagement from like streaming video games like TFT on Facebook recently, I've gotten more engagement than I ever have from streaming on Facebook, funnily enough. So I think that
Streaming on Facebook or YouTube?
From streaming on Facebook. Because before we used to only stream to Twitch and YouTube, and now I've added Facebook to the list of things that the live show gets pushed out to. So if you would like to be part of that live show, that is facebook.com/simulationradio. We are live every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern if you want to check us out. Our lovely, beautiful faces that we have here. Look at me. I'm fucking hunched over in front of the microphone like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Because that's just my natural posture when we're doing this.
You have a face for radio, my friend.
Yeah, I've heard that many times before. And
body for gaming.
That one's a little new. I have not heard that one as much. But if you want to check it out, it is Simulation Radio. Oh yeah, just powerful aura, powerful vibes, just giving off as the staunch gamer that we all know and love. And we're gonna talk about some of that in just a little bit. So Facebook.com/simulationradio. It is, of course, still Simulation Radio on YouTube and Twitch. And it is, of course, Simulation Radio on all of the social medias. Let's do Journey to Esports. The touchscreen didn't work there. We start off Journey to Esports with the Game Awards. Because the Game Awards were tonight, and it's similar to like the Emmys, the Oscars, all the usual shit. It's the end of the year wrap-up where they give awards to all the different video games. We have titles, we have categories such as Game of the Year, Game Direction, Most Anticipated Game, Narrative, Art Direction, Score and Music, Audio Design, Performance, Games for Impact, Ongoing Games, Indie Games, Debut, Indie Game, Mobile Games, Community Support, and so on and so forth.
That's a lot of words, man.
There's more of them. I just decided to stop like halfway through.
Because you ran out of breath.
No, I could have kept going if that was what was necessary. I just thought it was a little bit unnecessary.
Your day job could be an auctioneer, you know that?
It could be. Honestly, I fucking nailed that. I'm not going to lie.
I'm impressed.
So, I'm a little bit impressed too. I thought I was going to crash and burn like that, halfway man. Through that.
Like those dudes that used to do the end of the medicine commercials for the side effects? They don't do that anymore cuz it's illegal. But
really? Yeah. I didn't know that. To be fair, I haven't watched a lot of commercials or TV recently, so I have not seen any medicine commercials.
They can't say it fast. They have to say it slow.
Oh yeah, they actually have to make sure that you know what is going
exactly.
on with medicine. That you're
liver
taking
failure, you know, necrophagia on your penis.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a surprise twist that I think that John particularly is going to enjoy from an announcement in the Game Awards. But we'll get to that after a little bit of a rundown as to what won. So
I love for me a surprise twist.
I'm
usually
hoping,
the nips.
Yeah, you know, you nips, get yeah. a good little twist in there, and it feels really nice. Mm. But
I don't like that.
Really? You're not a fan of
I'm not
twists?
A fan of I don't like people touching my nipples.
No.
They're very sensitive.
I mean, yeah, but isn't that the best part?
No.
So we have Game of the Year, and we've got a couple of options here. I know that I spoiled it to Gene during the break. So
did you?
You probably weren't paying attention.
I wasn't listening.
Fair.
I know what it is because I did listen. I was lying.
Okay, so we have The Last of Us Part 2. We have Animal Crossing New Horizons. We have Doom Eternal. We have Final Fantasy VII Remake. We have Ghost of Tsushima. I don't know why that's so fucking hard to say. And we have Hades. So which among those games do you think is took home Game of the Year this year, if you guys didn't already know?
I'm going to go last. You're going to go last?
I'm going to go last.
As in Last of Us? Or
no.
Do you just want to go
I'm
last?
Gonna, I'm going to answer last.
Okay.
All right, Justin, what do you think?
It's pretty odd. I would say probably Ghost of Tsushima.
Tsushima.
Gene, if you didn't know the answer, what would you have thought?
I want Doom Eternal because it's so goddamn hard.
Yeah. The games are so fucking easy nowadays that you have to have a games journalism mode in order for game journalists to actually beat the fucking video game. Dude. Because they don't actually want to play a game. They just want to watch a fucking movie and not
the
actually
Doom
play a
DLC,
game.
The Doom DLC? I haven't finished it. And I've been playing it for like 2 months now. It's so, and obviously I'm playing it on Nightmare, but it's fucking insane. Should have been Doom.
All right, John, what do you think?
Well, I played both of these games, and I have very strong opinions about both. Both amazing. I disagree with who won, and I did
see...
Oh, so
you know who won.
So why don't you just let us all know?
So the winner was from Naughty Dog, The Last of Us Part 2, which, honestly, I don't know if I would agree with that over Ghost of Tsushima.
You know what? That actually goes against what I had read initially, so maybe that was before it was actually finalized. So
What did you think it was?
Ghost of Tsushima, I heard, beat out...
Last of Us.
I love The Last of Us.
Oh, that's
also
what you want.
That's who I was. Oh, okay. Wanted to win.
You won.
I watched the video. I watched the reveal while it happened. It was definitely The Last of Us.
Wow. So, good for them. That game's amazing.
See, the only issue that I have, which to be fair might not even be an issue because I didn't play it, was it more game driven or was it more like a story? Last of Us, like were you playing it to experience a story or were you playing it to like?
It wasn't just like. A crazy story, and that's what made the game amazing.
Was there gameplay elements of it that hooked you?
Oh, totally, absolutely. And there's even one part where it felt very open world, which it really surprised me.
Yeah.
And obviously, the story is always been a part of that franchise, and it's heart wrenching. But the gameplay and the suspense and the craziness,
it is more immersive. So I'll give you that. So yeah, I can see why it won Game of the Year. It is very immersive, and you know, there's a lot to do. It's a very beautiful game.
It does both well, the storytelling, which gets your emotions going, but also the gameplay itself is top notch in my opinion.
Yeah. Funnily enough, it actually won Game Direction as well, up against also Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima. I'm going to get that right.
Ghost of Namibia. Yeah.
Ghost of Namibia and Hades and Half-Life Alyx. So
Half-Life Alyx, this shit was whack. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody wants to play some fucking VR game. What is this?
I was so sad because they left the whole series on a cliffhanger, and then you have to have VR to be able to continue the story, and I hear it was a huge disappointment.
Yep.
A couple of other interesting ones. We've got Art Direction, actually. We have, up for that one, we have had Ghosts of Namibia, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Hades, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, and The Last of Us Part II. So,
I don't know what
Art Direction
other
on
ones
that one.
Were.
Really? You've never heard
the
of
ones in the middle, no.
No. What, Hades and the what?
Hades and Ori and the Will of the Wisps, which is like it's like a trippy platformer that has, it's like really colorful and it's kind of cutesy. I thought the art direction was
like
pretty cool.
I like platformers in black and white, like Limbo. Mm.
Well, did you play Cuphead?
Yes, it's incredibly hard.
It is very hard.
Yeah. I have it on my PC. It's very fun and very anger-inducing.
That's what I have heard. I've watched some people play Cuphead. It looks like fun, but I definitely agree that...
It reminds me of old, like, Mario.
It's fun, though. The fun,
before it was super easy.
The fun part about it is that you can't beat the game on easy. That's the fun part, is that you can't even... You can only progress to a certain point, and then it stops.
Oh,
you have to play it. You have to play it on the regular mode.
Oh shit!
It's only like the regular mode and easy, but it stops you at a certain point on easy. So you have to play it in normal.
All right, now let's go score and music, because we have on this one up for the award: Final Fantasy VII Remake, Doom Eternal, Hades once again, Ori and the Will of the Wisps once again, which I have not heard the music from either of those two games, and Last of Us Part II. So same games potentially as the last. As art direction, but who won score and music?
What not game? Doom Eternal.
No, definitely not. No. It was not
Doom
Eternal.
Doom 1. Doom 2016 with Mick Gordon has an amazing soundtrack. Doom 2, not so much.
Funnily enough, it was... Do you want to guess?
No, because I only know The Last of Us out of the games you just mentioned.
So it was actually Final Fantasy VII Remake that won score and music. Well, so
it's not that surprising. Because you can literally download like the whole albums for these games. And there's like this Chocobo song that always just gets me. So I literally downloaded
Did
that.
Did they remake a lot of the music? Like that's what I figured. Yeah. I would hope so, too, to make
one of
it.
One of the songs that slaps the hardest if you just want to just dive in is called One Winged Angel, which is like the Sephiroth.
That's
theme.
So funny that you mentioned that, because I'm going to transition into an announcement that was just made in the Game Awards. Now, I know that, John, you are a Final Fantasy fan, and Nintendo has been going through some shit recently between the hashtag FindMelee trend that went viral on social media for Nintendo.
FindMelee?
Hashtags FreeMelee, actually. That's what I meant. Because they are shutting down tournaments because they are using emulated software in order to compete with Nintendo's shitty online service.
Yeah.
And despite all the Smash community kind of rebelling against Nintendo, you can still put a little bit of a pause in that in order to appreciate the announcement of the latest character. And so I will...
It's Sephiroth. You were just talking about him. You literally just said, oh, you like Sephiroth?
Well, no, I didn't. I said Final Fantasy.
He just said Sephiroth.
You said funny you should say that because...
And he just said Sephiroth
theme. I was slow building into it. You motherfucker. I'm not even playing the trailer anymore. You know what?
Wait,
you.
I want to see it.
Oh, you
want to
see
on.
It?
I haven't seen it.
I just grabbed your egg and did this.
Yeah.
Just crushed it.
That's fair.
Yeah. I can't let you have a
I know you can't. Coming out this month.
You know all those master hands also like jerked off too.
But, oh yeah. Yeah. Multiple times a day even.
Somebody called Dr. Mario.
Oh. Big reveal. I wonder who this could be.
Yeah. The music doesn't give it away.
That's, this is One Winged Angel. Yeah. This is the song.
Nani.
Kono toki o machi wabita zo. Saa, nantou ni zetsubou o okutte yaro.
This is such a cool trailer.
I love that they chose One Winged Angel for the song.
He looks like...
The music will actually be in the game, too.
He looks like if the Trans-Siberian Orchestra was a person.
Wait. Did you just cut open? Is that,
yeah,
is
you
that
cut
a normal,
the stage in half.
Is that a normal thing that you could do normally?
No. What? I'm looking forward to how they implement that.
Probably a special.
No! Well, they literally just had like a... If anyone's played the game, they had kind of like a homage to Aerith there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he came down behind her.
Cool cinematic ones it's in too, coming up.
Oh, rest in peace, Mario. Holy shit.
That's a bit dark. Oh, okay.
Someone call Dr. Mario.
Just fucking throw Mario out of the way. It does look pretty interesting, actually.
Oh.
Wait, there's more. Oh. Where do you get that sort of from?
I don't speak Japanese, but I think that what he's saying
does the subtitles show up on there?
No.
It's covered by the logo.
Oh, the subtitles got cut up.
He's probably saying
covered
mean
by the
things.
Logo.
Yeah, he said Japanese things, and it's coming out this month.
Nice.
So, can't wait for December 2020. Yeah.
That looks fun.
Yeah.
I don't care for the games, but that looks pretty fun.
I thought you would like that, so I saved that clip to play for you. It was almost ruined by this man right here.
I didn't
here in
ruin
front of
anything.
Us.
I just hit the context clues right on the head. I didn't even have to read it. Because he said, oh, the one we saw the Sephiroth theme. Speaking of that.
Right.
Oh, okay. Actually, okay. Maybe that's a little bit fair. Hey, I don't know. Maybe it could have just breezed right past it.
I listen to everything.
No, you don't.
All the time.
What are you guys talking about?
What?
Huh? What are we doing here?
What?
I don't know. So
this is where I parked my car.
Cyberpunk 2077 is a game that just came out that is drawing some controversy for having some very graphic images and very, very interesting ways to customize your character.
I mean, they released all of this information prior to the actual release.
And it's rated M for mature, so
right.
It's fine.
And somehow it is still getting some shit about that. Now, it's obviously it's getting some shit from the video games journalist community because some people are saying that, like, oh, it's not inclusive enough because nothing can be inclusive enough at this point. But hey, in a game where you can see video game titties and you can also see video game dicks, I feel like there's slightly fair representation there. Plus, it includes, like, for instance, it includes trans people as just a regular default way of life. And so they're just normal. That's kind of how they exist. That's how they should. Just not any sort of notable thing that is going on in that world, which I feel like is a more adequate representation of what should be represented, which is just
yet it's not inclusive enough.
Yeah, and yet somehow it's not inclusive enough, too, because that's what the video games journalism community likes to whine about.
They don't have the non-binaries.
Yeah, no, even though the fact that, you know, you can make your character have whatever genitals you want and whatever gender you want, and that's just a thing that can exist in the world.
Chicks with dicks, that's my character.
Yeah, speaking of chicks
I had
with
a feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you can also get guys with dicks, too. So, and
guys with dicks? That's disgusting.
I know. What the fuck? So here is a clip of one of the most popular streamers on Twitch. He is just perfecting his fat dick in Cyberpunk.
Pubic hairstyle, penis size?
Yep, those are all things you can customize. Just wait until the shorts come off.
What?
Looking at the...
Hold on.
Looking at the different like options, I don't think that they have one that it, oh, I see what's not inclusive enough. They don't have something that is close enough to you, Cameron.
No,
it needs doesn't to, go down that far.
Yeah, it needs to be a little. It needs to be a lot smaller.
The
to,
bar only yeah, goes so low
to have some fair representation.
Stop! I don't stop.
There needs to be a negative scale in this one.
I'm naturally transgender. It goes inside me.
See, they need to have short length, wide girth, like a cheese wheel.
They should. They didn't
the
include
penis.
That.
It's the best penis. It's
they didn't include
wheel.
That amount of customization. So, of course, here's one for some female video game titties also. This one
here
I haven't looked at yet.
Here we go. There we go.
It's way too customizable.
Yeah, this is a little much.
Chest.
I'm so weird about
definitely
this. Like, I will
big,
go like hours just customizing my character.
I will too,
just
actually.
Just to get it just right.
Mm-hmm. I would probably. I'm the psychopath that just hits a generic.
I mean,
you're a fucking random.
Logic.
Yeah.
Let's go. Although what the only time I did customize was Mass Effect.
I feel like this is
because you could modify the face enough in Mass Effect for the person to appear to have Down syndrome, and that's exactly what I did. Like,
that sounds kind of fucked up, but you
you're
know
just
what?
Shepard, like,
no, that's inclusive. It's not fucked up.
Yeah, like horrible acne scars. You're like, hello.
But so is it inclusive enough? Is the question?
Yeah,
no,
inclusive.
Still not. No.
I like that band on the lake.
Yeah, okay. So
that's what
so
I was looking at too is the band on
tits
the leg.
And dicks. Yeah, yeah. The great band on the leg. That's totally what was happening here. So
there's a lot of flack for this. Is
yeah, it's
saying?
Getting some shit for it, despite the fact that this was what was advertised
why is
as
it
the
shit,
game.
Though?
Because people on social media are going crazy because they don't have anything else to fucking do with their lives besides
complain about
video
games. No, I understand that, but what is the shit about?
It's about the fact that it's too graphic and about the whether or not it's not inclusive enough controversy. And it's like, come on, find real things to complain about. There are legitimate things out there. There are legitimate grievances that what's the term that I'm looking for? That disenfranchised communities can have. This is not one of those complaints. This is a get a fucking life if you're complaining about this kind of shit. There are real things out there that you could be complaining about that are actual real problems and not, you know, transgender people existing in the real world like normal, average, everyday humans like they kind of should. So get the fuck over it.
And the ratings on this, it seem to go from, they're polarizing, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of these. IGN has it 9 out of 10, but then PC Mag is like 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and then Games Radar Plus, perfect 5. So it's like, you either like love it or hate it.
Yeah.
And
ridiculously polarizing.
Yeah, I think if you take your personal opinions out of it and you just see it as a game itself, it's probably great.
Yeah, it's probably good.
Yeah.
Although like I have heard of scrolls. I have heard of some really ridiculous bugs that have gone on before they patch it out, like chase scenes that will just never end. That like the endpoint.
It's fun.
It's just a huge troll. You ever see those videos online? They're like, wow, wait until the end, and you're like watching it. You don't know it's on a loop. The dude's just sawing like a tree, and you're like, oh, when it, but they change like the camera angles, and then they switch it back, and you're like, oh fuck, and then like 20 minutes passes, you're like, wait a minute,
did I just get had?
Wait a minute, no, that can't be real. Let me keep watching. Yeah.
I've already invested this much time. I'm just watching like out of
three
principle
days
this
later,
part.
Three yeah, more hours of this good. Film. We got this.
Hell yeah. So do a screening of it.
An ongoing controversy that has been going on in the streaming world lately has been the DMCA takedowns of copyrighted music that streamers and popular YouTubers have been playing recently. They've been a little bit more aggressive about taking that stuff down. For instance, I know Twitch just recently had a cutoff date where you had to delete every single one of your old clips from like a very, very large library of maybe past streams or past clips from a very long time down the road or in the past that all of a sudden have to disappear because they had copyrighted music in them. And this, a Republican senator from New York, Senator Thom Tillis.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just still pronounced just Thom.
That's what I thought, too.
I know Thom.
Yeah. I know him, too, now, because he is pressing to go a little bit farther here. This time around, one of the measures being crammed into one of these controversial...
Is it the NDAA that he put it on, or what?
No, it's like it's a bit of pork that he's trying to add into some other bill.
No, what's
about
the bill?
This.
Is it the NDAA?
I don't know the actual bill that it's being added to. Okay. All I know is that it's just a random piece
it's
of pork.
It's an expenditure bill, probably.
Yeah. And it's being crammed into this in a proposal to turn unauthorized commercial streaming of copyrighted material like an album on YouTube, a video clip on Twitch, or a song in an Instagram story into a felony offense with a possible prison sentence rather than a misdemeanor, according to the story. The text of the measure has not been publicly released yet, but it is expected to be broadly similar to past entertainment industry-backed attempts to criminalize unauthorized streaming, such as provisions like a 2012 bill that sparked an unprecedented internet blackout in protest of the Streaming Act. So
hear me out. I'm reading between the lines on this one, so you guys got to bear with me, right?
All right. I'm with you here.
In the past, they came up with laws that would make felons out of minority groups and poor people, right? But now that's a hot topic. You can't really do that now. So now what is the government afraid of? Internet nerds.
Chicks with dicks.
Well, you know why? Because they fact check.
So
and fuck fact checking.
So listen, right? So they're like, how can we make felons out of these people and so they can't vote? So then that way, is a Republican senator?
Yeah, Republican senator.
Yeah,
naturally.
So it's just like, we can't stand for this injustice. We need to keep America great one way or another.
Yeah.
This is against everything I believe in. America.
Yeah. It's either that or Thom Tillis is just Lars Ulrich with a mask on.
Yeah,
and he's just trying to do Napster all over again. That's all it is.
So how is this going to work out? I know that the controversy recently has experienced a lot of pushback from the streaming community on Twitch and YouTube. Like they're very heavily fighting this. For instance, like Twitch is owned by Amazon. And of course, naturally, all of these kinds of corporatism moves have come in the wake of Amazon purchasing Twitch, whereas Twitch used to be like an indie private company streaming service. Not that it's not a private company anymore, it was a more independent organization than it was before it was bought by Amazon. And of course, now that the Amazon corporate dick has been rammed in there, then this is where we actually have to follow copyright laws now.
I think this
proposal has taken it a little bit too far, though.
I don't know.
With the felony part,
But I mean,
I'm all for protecting people and their money. And
if you're using a person's music, you should pay them for it.
Yeah,
right. Or at least have their permission.
Yeah, or have their permission for it.
Or do it demonetized.
Yeah, or demonetize it.
Or at least have some portion of that monetization go to the original artists, even if you're not being completely demonetized. At least some sort of
Just have a flat fee. That everyone pays, and then that can be split up amongst artists.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're actually trying to lobby for Twitch to be the one that pays that flat stream, because this is something that they're talking about, because ultimately, having copyrighted music is something that benefits all parties involved. It gets people to listen to copyrighted music. It might get them exposed to something that they might not have listened to before. Like, hey, I heard a song on this person's stream. I'm not going to lie. I have added some songs to songs that I regularly listen to from songs that I've heard fucking streamers play on stream. And that's the kind of notoriety that you might want to get if you're a music label artist that's looking for people to listen to your music. At the same time, I do understand you got to make your money somehow still. So there's got to be some sort of a middle ground that could be had there.
So
that
there
I think that both people are that are like really heavily entrenched on both sides don't necessarily want to be part of.
Because it sounds like maybe your experience is that this is losing exposure for some people because now they have to pay to be able to use that music.
Yeah.
But that might be the great equalizer in this all is the people who want to get their music out there.
Exactly.
Then offer that service for credit, and that will reduce the fat cats and the people who are huge right now and maybe get more smaller bands, more notoriety.
See, if I was Twitch, I would use this opportunity to cut a deal and make
that would be the smart thing
like
to
a
do,
music catalog on Twitch.
They're already starting to do that, actually.
Can go through and pick a song.
They're working on that. Just that's in development.
Pay
right
artists
now.
To fucking hear. Just make music for Twitch. Here you go. Bam, bam.
There it's funny go. That you mentioned that. That is an ongoing thing that that's Twitch is working on right now. Yeah. The problem is that they started imposing all these limitations before they had this ready. So I think maybe the reception could have been a little different had they had this particular program or however they're going to do it ready by the time they started imposing some of these limitations. So maybe
Twitch
the timing was off
there.
Probably
got sued a lot.
Yeah, that's probably another factor. That's probably factor why. So lots of controversy in the video gaming world. And of course, we are here to bring you all the action. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was a journey to esports. And when we come back, we'll do wrap up. We might have another holiday cook-off coming up soon because Acid Attack Zach just messaged me recently, and he is very much interested in doing another cook-off soon. I think it's because Ryan, another friend of the show, is talking shit again. Zach wants to put him in his place, and we'll hash out a potential future cooking competition this month when we come back.